Like so many people in West Marin, my partner and I moved out here from Berkeley, although she is from Paris, where I met her in a cafe more than 20 years ago. Neither of us had lived in the country before, but I am the one who will set out to make a fool of myself. This is not surprising. She is a thoroughly urban woman who has always said that if she had to live in the country, she'd first have to find a good cafe. Since she came to live with me in California, I have been agitating to live in Point Reyes, dragging her out here on weekends, taking her on long walks through a wilderness with wild elk and roving mountain lions, red-tailed foxes, and howling coyotes. You do not see many of these in Paris. Nevertheless, little by little, she has fallen in love with this wide country, although there is not a cafe in sight. We still drive over the hill for the opera and ballet, sometimes staying overnight so we can have breakfast in an outdoor cafe, where we work on a writing project we have come to call our Folie à deux. What you write in a cafe by hand, with a café au lait at your elbow, is not like any other writing in the world. She is right about that. Recently, word has gone around that a new person in the village is thinking of buying a 3-year-old horse. When I run into my riding instructor outside the palace market, she has already heard about me and the horse. Novice rider and young horse is not a good combination, she says when I go over to hug her. I don't advise it. Well, what if he's an unusual horse? He looks special to me, very gentle, and his owner says he is. She's had him since he was 4 months old. Kim, he is 3 years old. Do you know the kind of energy a 3-year-old horse has? What is he? What kind of horse? He's a gelding, an Appaloosa. He has orange ears and mane and tail. He's gorgeous. You're not going to bed with him. You're going to ride him. What you need is an old, reliable horse who can take care of you. Appaloosas are stubborn. I have a feeling about him. You know how you can get a sense of connection over the internet? I just think he's the right horse for me. The following morning, our village snipper calls to say that if I come for a cut, she'll have to fit me in and won't have time to comb out and blow-dry my hair. I say it doesn't matter. I would be going riding after our appointment. Riding? With who? When? Where do you ride? I didn't know you could ride. I can't, but I did a lot of riding when I was a kid. I was crazy about riding then, and now I'd like to get back into it. Do you know Falca? She's a wonderful, wonderful trainer. She's loving and patient and has been riding horses since she was born. Her mother was a famous horse breeder in Denmark. Good. I'll ask her about this horse I've seen online. He's for sale, and he's beautiful. Where is he? What kind of horse? How old is he? He's an Appaloosa with an orange mane, tail, and ears. I've only seen a picture of him, but I've fallen in love. The owner says he's very loving and gentle. How was he trained? He hasn't been trained yet. He's only 3 years old. Kim, are you kidding? You don't know how to ride and you're going to buy an untrained 3-year-old horse? I thought I could learn with him. I wouldn't try to train him myself. Kim, you are not exactly a spring chicken. Don't do a thing until you call Falca. I'll give you her phone number. And you know Anita, tall, English, about your age? She's an expert in dressage and trains every horse in the county, except the ones trained by Falca. Go talk to Anita.